Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We hit 5 o'clock on what has been a crazy, crazy Tuesday. The NFL trade deadline has come and gone. The New York Giants did not make any trades, but the New York Jets certainly did. Shockingly trading Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for 2 first-round picks. They then, less shockingly, once Sauce is traded, traded Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a first-round pick in 2027 and a second-round pick in 2026. So it has been a very active NFL trade deadline. The Jets are loaded up with draft picks, but obviously they've taken away 2 key defensive players in the prime of their career in Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. We will get back to your calls in a minute on all of that. But yesterday we debuted or announced that every day this week at 5 o'clock, Sean's getting a little bit of a respite. Instead of your normal Cinco de Fivo, we have the Cinco de Peno. In honor of the Toronto Blue Jays suffering one of the most painful losses that a sports fan can have, every day one of us will get to rank our most painful losses. Tommy Lugauer gets today, Sean will get tomorrow, I will get Thursday, and Tiki will get Friday. And what's so cool about this feature every day is that it has its own intro song. It's the Cinco de Peno.
Welcome to Cinco de Peno. Grab a bagel and your tissues too.
Bagel and tissues.
We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock, it's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock.
Cinco de Peno.
A fiesta of defeat and despair. From number 5 to numero uno, we'll crown the king of heartbreak, you know. We bleed blue, orange, and gray. We'll laugh at the pain, 'cause it's the New York way.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lugauer, the floor is yours.
Cinco de Fivo, or in this case, Cinco de Peno, is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. When I put this list together, I was struggling a little bit with how I felt at the time that it happened, and now how I feel all these years later. So I did take that into account when I made this list. So
right, because it, your pain changes sometimes over time.
Correct, based on what happens with that franchise, in the years after. So let's start with number five.
Here we go!
Number five.
The date was January 5th, 2003. And there is one individual that I blame for this loss. And Tiki, when you see this guy in a few weeks, you let him know that Loogie blames him. And that, of course, is Michael Strahan. What? Because Michael Strahan touched the money. When you point to the scoreboard, when it's 38-22, you touch the money. Everybody wants to blame Trey Junkin, and they have this huge collapse. When Strahan, just let T.O. be a knucklehead. Right. Let T.O. be T.O. And he points to the scoreboard.
Shockey dropped the pass, too.
Shockey, and of course, I'm alluding to Giants-Niners wild card game. My grandfather went to the hospital after this game with a, I believe it's called a TIA, where you lose your memory. I wish I was in the hospital bed next to him and my memory was wiped, too, that I'd have to, like, remember this off. And remember, I had not seen a championship up until this point. It was brutal. We had just lost a Super Bowl a couple years prior. And that game just absolutely, I hated Terrell Owens. I hated the Niners. That loss just gutted me as a Giant fan. Mm. But they've won two Super Bowls since, so it's all good. That's why it's number five. Mm,
good one.
Number four.
Let me take you back to 1995, because Michael Jordan, and I'll use air quotes here, went to go play baseball. He had just he had just returned back to the NBA with the I'm back, the press release. The Orlando Magic had defeated the Chicago Bulls. So a young, you know, on the rise Magic team was waiting in the Eastern Conference Finals. And all Patrick Ewing had to do, I know he had bad knees, all he had to do was dunk the ball. Just dunk it! Game 7, Madison Square Garden, the Eastern Conference semifinals, Knicks Pacers, just dunk the ball. And even when you don't, if you're not going to dunk the ball, can you hit a layup? That was the first time in my life as a sports fan where I didn't know how to react. Mm. I didn't know, I didn't cry, I didn't scream, I didn't throw something. I was in shock.
You're stunned.
Because Patrick Ewing missed a layup and he didn't dunk it. And I was just, I didn't know how to recover. And now all these years later, the Knicks have not won a title and that one still stays.
The finger roll. Mm.
The finger roll of pain.
Number three.
Number three. I will stand by this, and I will fight with Evan, not today, but at a later time, maybe during his Cinco de Pano. The Mets would have won the World Series in 2006. They would have. The field was awful. The Cardinals stunk. The Tigers stunk. It was right there. And this was, of course, before Positive Tommy or BPT, so my hatred for this gets grandfathered in. Only the Mets could have a catch like Andy Chavez in a playoff game, where we honor it every year. Why don't we just put a statue up for this in a game that they lose? Only the Mets could have that happen. Any other team against a ragtag Cardinal team who, what, won 86 games that year, whatever the heck it was.
Less
than that. And had the Tigers waiting in the wings to fumble the ball and kick it around. Only the Mets would have a catch like Andy Chavez had. And then lose the game. Mm. Oh, but it got better, Teak. They get to the ninth. Heilman, who stinks, gave up the homer to Molina. They get the first two guys on. Mm. And they still don't score. And Carlos Beltran gets the blame for that. He shouldn't. Because Adam Wainwright ended up being a great pitcher. Mm. And he took a nasty pitch. But last playoff game at Shea Stadium, to me, that was worse. That was worse than anything as far as what came later with the Mets.
Number two.
There would be a statue outside Madison Square Garden if John Starks had hit a three-pointer over Hakeem Olajuwon. But instead, it was blocked. We all know what happens in Game 7. John Starks couldn't hit sand if he fell off a camel. They lose the series. We are still waiting for a championship. And a side note here, and Evan will appreciate this. I didn't see Game 7. Why, you ask? I'm 9 years old. Game 6 is on a Sunday. It's at 6 o'clock. I can watch it and stay up. Game 7, I was too young. I was Jets age. I had to get up and go to school. It was, you know, mid-June. So I woke up that morning and had to ask my family, did the Knicks win last night? And my imagine doing this to Jet. You had to break the news that the Knicks did not win a championship.
How do you put this number two if you didn't see it?
I
mean, come on. What do we do?
What do you mean? Game six,
he
I saw.
See it.
I saw game six.
Oh, so game six is
game
your answer.
Game six is the...
He's saying why seven wasn't...
So,
gotcha.
Tiki, the Knicks lost the finals in my world in game six when John Starks was blocked by Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah,
if I wasn't clear on that, I apologize. But so it's game six.
I got what you were saying.
Starks blocked by Olajuwon is number two.
He flip to number one.
Number one.
Where do I begin? Do we want to start with Timo Perez? Do we want to start with Armando Benitez? Do we want to start with Paul O'Neill? Do we want to start with Jose Vizcaino? And I got to see Jose Vizcaino at Yankee.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Old Timers Day! There has never been a loss in my life where I sat there after the game and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be a sports fan. Why did anybody show me this, you know, the sports thing, you know, 10 years ago or whatever the case may be when I first started watching? I will never, ever, ever get over that loss until it is rectified. There is a right that must be wrong. There is a story that must be finished. And I must be sitting there at Yankee Stadium as the Mets celebrate a World Series championship in the Bronx. That's the only way I get over that.
So game one or game five?
Game one.
Really?
Of the 2000 World Series. The worst loss in my life.
What I find interesting, and there's no wrong answer because it's your own pain.
So why did you get over game five? Because you knew it was already happening.
The game one just gutted me by, I couldn't recover.
So you knew it was over already.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing I'm struggling. And again, not criticizing you, it's your list, it's your pain. Every game I'm going to have on my list is the end. Because even when game one of the World Series is painful, and it was in 2000, when it was in 2015, there's always that slight hope
but
that
it
changes.
Here's what happened, though. You missed what Lugie said at the beginning. You weren't paying attention to the preamble. You know, like the preamble to the Constitution.
No, I heard what he said, looking at it in the moment.
No. He debated in his mind, which is worse, the moment, losing and actually losing the World Series to the Yankees, or was it the one that creates more of the pain?
No, but I do understand that. What I'm telling you is, as painful as that game was, and it is up there, game one of the, I was in the building, it was horrible. Even as I left Yankee Stadium, I ran out of Yankee Stadium, there's that small part of me of the hope that we can still win.
Yeah. Right, but
there is something like...
But he's saying he got resigned after game one, and then the rest of them just was like...
Yeah, you're saying Jeter, Bobby Jones.
It was foregone conclusion.
By the time he got...
It was foregone conclusion to him, so it wasn't painful.
But there's always that... See, that I I can't compute that.
Well, so you're different than
Tom. No, I know. I'm telling you
that's why you're the longtime midday and afternoon drive host, and he's, you know, the generational talent to come.
Wow. To me, that game one loss, and I'm just, Teek, you're right. The way I felt after that game one, unlike any other sporting event in my life, I was literally, my guts were on the floor.
Yeah, this is like third and five against the Broncos. A lot of stuff happened after that play. But that moment,
the middle of a Yankee dynasty.
I have some notes I'd like to knock Tommy on, but I have to
do you blame Strahan too, by the way?
To be honest with you, I still don't even know what you're referencing from that game.
What do you mean?
What? I don't remember him pointing at the scoreboard.
Oh, my Lord. We in real time were like, bro.
I have zero memory. All my memories of that game, I have zero memory.
T.O. was celebrating because he just scored a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, for whatever reason, Johnny Lynn, our defensive coordinator, who took John, what the hell is our defensive coordinator? Or whatever his name. He's the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
John Fox.
Took John Fox. He kept playing man. We were like, dude, stop playing man. We love Jason Sehorn, but T.O. is roasting him. So stop.
Right.
And he just kept going over and over. And then he scores, and he's just celebrating because he's T.O. And Strahan runs up to him, and it's like...
Right now, Tiki's pointing up.
I kind of remember that, but you know what?
I touched the money.
I close my eyes. I think about that game. I don't think about that at all.
You know what's worse? So I didn't check. I mean, you had cell phones in that year, by the way, but you didn't check them like they do now. Like, you go check your cell phone at halftime, these guys. And I got a message from Mark Lubseltzer, who's my manager, and is like, dude, this is awesome, man.
Oh, God.
You're going to go play down in Tampa. You're going to play your brother. It's going to be great. You're in the divisional round. And I didn't hear that until after the game.
I
was like, I called him and B. I was like, Lev, I hate you.
That's incredible.
I love Lev, but I hated him in that moment.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. But to speak to Tommy's point, though, as a Yankee fan, I left that game one going, that was the Mets shot. Mm. It's over.
No, I agree with
that. So I see what he's saying.
I agree with that. I'm not actually disputing that. Like, leaving game one, there was that pit of this was our chance. I felt that way in 2015 as well. What I'm saying is, and maybe this is just my own diabolical mind, I still had a shot, despite thinking they missed their shot.
Yeah.
And so to me, when I think of 2000 or 2015, because again, those two World Series are basically carbon copies, I think of the end. Because when it's over.
It's over.
It's over. Like, you are literally put out of your misery, as bad as a loss can be. So, but again, there's no wrong answer. It's your own Pano, so God bless you.
My last two knocks on this list would just be this.
Yeah.
That's great that game six, you felt that way about the Knicks. But if what you're saying is true about game seven, that means 90% of Knicks games that year meant you were in bed and you didn't see it. So how could game six even be that painful for you? You didn't have the attachment. You're always in bed.
Yeah, but you also have to understand, too, now I'm still waiting.
Game six he saw.
And I'm still waiting. I would have gotten a championship at that point in my life, and I'd have a Knicks title. Okay. Now, I will give you something here. The no biggie game, game one Eastern Conference Finals from this past year, that could be number one in 20 years. I called it a no biggie, but that, because I wanted to put that on the list. Giants Super Bowl, cover your ears. I didn't think we were beating the Ravens.
Just saying, good list. Put away the Islander stuff because you didn't even include them. You basically waved the white flag on your fandom. So that's it.
What?
He didn't include a Islander game. Specifically, there is one.
What was the one Islander game?
2021 Game 7, shorthanded goal.
Is that on
your list?
So my list has still not been finalized. I'll tell you this.
Dude, I have five moments that are just immediate. I knew immediately.
Well, that's because you only have five. Yeah. I've got 50.
True. Well, I probably have like eight.
Okay. I've got some. Put it this way. There are some classic games that people will be stunned is not on my Cinco de Mayo.
You know what also changed for me? When I became a Giant, I lost fandom.
That's true.
Like, when you become a player, your fandom changes.
So you have less of a sample size of games.
But as an adult, I'm just not. I didn't become a fan of something, really fan of something else, until I got into soccer.
That makes sense.
And so it was like, I didn't really care about baseball, football. Like, what is my loyalty? I grew up a Redskins fan, now obviously Commanders, but I was a Giant.
Yeah.
So how can I be a Redskins fan?
No, I got you. The Islander one is that there really is only that one. Because I thought about it. Like, their run that they made in 1993 was awesome, shocking the Penguins, but then losing to Montreal, I was like, I kind of expected it. In 94, getting embarrassed by the Rangers, but it was embarrassed. Like, they were just embarrassed.
Right.
And really everything else kind of paled in comparison, but I will tell you, when you just said, well, what Islander game? Game 7 against the Lightning.
I was still in high school.
So. No, no, 2021 I'm talking 21. About.
Got it.
2021, it was like 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, that. I'm talking about 2021, game seven. After closing down the Coliseum the way they did, and they lose 1-0 on a shorthanded goal?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Jesus rough. Christ.
That is rough. I can see that. That's rough.
Yeah, so where is that in the Cinco de Peno list? You'll find out.
All right,
I do want to read a tweet from Jermaine Johnson. This is very important. So Jermaine Johnson of the New York Jets was not traded today. Mm-hmm. There were rumors after Quinnen was traded, Quinnen Williams, and Sauce Gardner was traded, that, hey, Breece Hall may be traded. Jermaine Johnson may be traded. Now, Breece Hall hasn't said that much on social media. We'll get to what he did say in a few minutes. But this message by Jermaine Johnson, I'm going to go buy his jersey because this is what Jermaine wrote. I'd be lying if I said I was happy my brothers are gone because I'm not. I'm sick.
Mm.
But I believe strongly in the organization, dude, staff, and my brothers in this locker room.
Let's go.
I said when I got drafted, I wanted to be the reason or part of the reason that things get changed for the better. And they're going to continue to be, that's going to continue to be my outlook. I love this team and this fan base. And y'all will continue to get my all, my absolute best on and off the field.
Right.
Let's look onward and upward because things are coming and I give my word on that. Oh, hold on a second. I read that wrong. Let's look onward and upward because better things are coming, and I give my word on that. Go Jets always.
I like that.
That's my guy.
That's solid. Now go do it.
Now go do it. And he has. When he's played, he has. But that's the message you want to see because there's truth. He's sick. How can he not be sick, especially as a defensive player? Quinnen Williams is gone and Sauce is gone.
Well, you know your team got worse, period.
When
you lose two of your best players on defense, your team gets worse. There's no question about that. But they're positioning themselves for the future. And so I give them credit for it.
Very good message. I'm looking for what Breece Hall said, but I'm having trouble finding it. So when you
did he say something?
He did very briefly, and I didn't get a chance to read it. When you get it, Sean, you let us know. In the meantime, let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to our buddy Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
What up, Kendrick?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Evan, as a coalition member, I'm like Ron Burgundy in the phone booth right now calling you, a glass case of emotions, because I want to agree with Tiki, and I tend to, but I see what you're saying with like the celebration, because the Long Island Nets also got 3 first-round picks today, as 3 of our 5 picks from this recent draft were sent down to the G League. So I completely understand where you're coming from with the draft picks, and it's easy to get them, but it's hard to develop. So I'm hopeful. I do want to touch on the Giants and the Jets. So with the Giants, I think their lack of movement or trades today indicates to me that ownership maybe said, listen, we promise you 2025, but you're not touching 2026 because we don't know if you're going to be here long term. And the other part of it is I keep hearing the coach has to, you know, develop a quarterback. It's a little antiquated here, guys. When you think about all these quarterbacks that you're looking at in college, they transfer every year. I mean, it used to be you go to college, you're in a program. Now it's you go to college and you go to the money. So I don't think that idea that the coach is going or a change in coaching is going to affect a young quarterback needs to be said as much as it has been
with the young players. You're 100% right about that, Kendrick. It's not the same. This happens a lot in college football. And I feel like because of that, these kids come into the NFL and they're able to pick up a new system pretty quickly.
The point about the trades and lack thereof trades, I always do this with the baseball trade deadline. I think it's the fairest way to approach it. Who was traded and who did you want?
Yeah.
So I think in the Giants case, obviously, the thought was, hey, can you give another weapon to Jackson Dart?
So Rashid Shaheed.
So you saw Rashid Shaheed get traded, and you saw Jacoby Myers get traded.
Didn't want Myers, as we talked about a week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. But Shaheed, he's a difference maker.
And would you have given up what was given up by Seattle to get Rashid Shaheed, which I think was a 4th-round pick?
I'm not sure if it was a 4th. I'll find that. But well,
it wasn't a first rounder.
That's it was not. No. Right. And that's the other point. So Jaylen Waddle was the other guy, my suggestion from a few weeks ago. Jaylen Waddle, A, wasn't traded, and B, the ask on him was a first round pick. So I'll ask every Giant fan, and I wanted you to get Jaylen Waddle. Would you have traded a first round pick? And I think the answer is no.
No. But you would have traded a 4th or 3rd or whatever the heck it was for Shaheed.
That's a little bit different.
100%. But the problem with Shaheed, as opposed to Waddle, is that Waddle is under contract. Right?
Yep.
He already signed his extension.
Yes.
Shaheed, you're going to have to give a contract to, but you don't really know how to value him yet because he hasn't had this breakout
1,400-yard season and 6 touchdowns. So you don't know what he's going to be.
It should be noted, according to multiple reports, Joe Shane and the Giants inquired about multiple big names today.
Wide receivers or names?
It's alluded to as wide receivers. Right. The assumption being Jalen Waddle. There's even some assumption they may have been one of the teams that looked into Garrett Wilson, and they obviously didn't like the
Could practice. You imagine?
By the way, for those that missed this earlier, people inquired a lot. Teams inquired about Garrett Wilson. Jet said, go scratch.
Yeah.
No, that would have been. Don't even think about it.
I didn't want to trade Garrett Wilson to begin with. It was going to take like an unrealistic Godfather offer. Can you imagine if the Giants were the team that made the Godfather offer?
That would have been. You would never live it down. The Jet fan would never live it down.
That'd be tough.
It would, especially if was really good.
Well, he is really good. But I don't know.
The Giants.
I think he would be. I mean, could you imagine? But I would think that makes a lot of sense, because I think if teams are calling about Garrett Wilson, why wouldn't the Giants make that call about Garrett Wilson? And look, Jet-Giant trades happen. You know, Met-Yankee trades are a lot more rare.
Leonard Williams.
But the Leonard Williams trade jumps out at me, and that was a...
Yeah, but then we turned around and traded him, and he's been nothing but unbelievable in Seattle.
That's a different story.
In fact, we did one of those games up there. I think we did the game right after he got traded, me and Catalan and our CBS crew, and it was still... Who was the coach? It was still the head coach.
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll. And he said, he's the... Quote, the perfect three technique and teammate.
Mm.
The perfect three technique and teammate.
Yeah. Could use him right now, couldn't you?
Yeah.
They did, though, take those picks and trade him for Brian Burns.
Good point.
Let's go to Jason in Somerset. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Evan Tiki. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it.
Ev, I know there's going to be one date that's definitely going to be on your top five worst moments.
Yeah.
January 23rd, 2011.
Yes, 100%. And of course, what he's referring to is Jets Steelers AFC Championship game. It is on the list. The question is, does it get the number one? Because that was painful. And here's the thing about painful sports losses. And Tommy brought it up before he made his list. And it's the difference between how you feel in the moment and how you feel years later. When I left Heinz that day in Pittsburgh, and I threw that cigar on the ground that Joe's cousin gave me, I knew, because I said it out loud and I said it on the air the next day.
Unsmoked,
disheveled cigar.
Unlipped, stomped on.
I knew that was our last chance. I knew it. I mean, maybe everyone knew it, but I certainly knew it. Like, I walked out of Heinz saying, this was it. Like, we got there the year before, we got there now. Now, I didn't think there'd be a 15-year playoff drought that comes along with it, but I knew that...
I keep forgetting that's the last time you were in the playoffs.
That's the last... So that's one of those games that gets worse as the years go on.
Right. Every year you don't make it.
Every year. But I swear to you that in the moment, the feeling of helplessness was absolutely there.
Right.
The thing about some of the other sports moments, whether it's the foot on the line with Durant or it's Beltran strike three... is I was naive. When I left Shea Stadium that day, as depressed as I was, we'll be back.
Right.
They weren't. When I left Barclays Center that night, I figured, we'll be back. They weren't. So those games got worse as time went on.
It unraveled very quickly the next year.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Yes. The Nets disaster, the Mets just pulled off one of the greatest collapses in the history of baseball. Like, take your pick. But the Jet one, I knew it. Like, I wasn't naive. I left. Now, let me get to Breece Hall's tweets. Breece Hall has decided to tweet and then delete it. So we had to go back into...
Why do you do that? You know it lives.
I
you almost need to just leave it and then subtweet it yourself and say something else.
I agree. Surprised no one found the deleted tweet I have about Tiki Barber.
I'm just kidding. I don't have one.
I wanted to make
I said? I was going to say. I didn't tweet it.
No, that I said about Tiki Barber.
Well. He stinks. He's terrible. The Giants need to trade.
Well, I'm sure I did, but they didn't trade back in those days.
Well, and also there was no Twitter back in the day. So
that's a good point. Oh, it's probably on Reddit was around then, wasn't it?
No.
Was it?
When did Reddit start?
No, it wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
A Yahoo message board.
That's true.
I'm not that old.
Kind of.
Tiki.
You were a very popular topic in chat rooms on AIM.
What was the Breece Hall tweets that he soon deleted? Obviously, Jermaine Johnson, we just read it with an amazing tweet, how disappointed he is, but how pumped up he is to save the Jets. What'd Breece Hall say?
So, like, around the Sauce Gardner tweet, just for starters, he deleted this. It was Anthony Anderson in the movie Life, which is like life in prison. He's kind of like licking his mouth around there.
One of the great movies.
Great movie.
Ever.
Take that for how you interpret it, whether he's just making a joke or whether that felt like he was serving life in prison with the Jets. That's neither here nor there.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just sent out a picture of the GIF of that.
Oh.
Okay, the next thing he tweeted out was three dots when Quinnen Williams got traded. Take that for what it is. That's been deleted. But after
that
the
feels like, and?
Right.
Like, am I next?
Okay, so maybe. Yeah.
All right, it's all interpretation.
Okay, so the deadline ends, and this is his final tweet that has really been wiped, that is not making the rounds. Sick about my brothers, man. Happy for them, but man, I'm sick right now.
Well, that's what Jermaine Johnson also said, but then he proceeded to go on to talk about his future with the Jets.
Right, so the way that Jermaine Johnson did it, he made it seem like I'm sick because I lost some of my brothers, some of the best players on this team on the defensive side of the ball. But he continues,
right.
I'm going to go grind. When he says sick, meaning Breece Hall, just leaving it like it is, it's like, are you sick that you're still here?
Well, he is sick that he's still here.
Or are you sick that, you know, like Jermaine Johnson?
Yeah, no, I think with Breece Hall, it's very simple. And I thought Joe actually did a really good job of breaking down what has to happen next. Joe joined us at 4. If you missed it, could rewind it on the Odyssey app, the great Joe Beningo. Breece Hall's not happy. Like, we don't have to create fan fiction to know that.
Right.
Breece Hall hasn't gotten paid. Breece Hall doesn't get enough touches. And Breece Hall just watched two other players, one of which from his same draft class, get moved away.
Right.
And so Breece Hall
and go to a contender.
And go to a contender. And there was a report before the trade deadline from Jordan Schultz, if you believe him, I tend to in this case, that Breece Hall wanted out.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that right now Breece Hall is disappointed he wasn't traded. It is now incumbent on Aaron Glenn as the leader of this team to remotivate Breece Hall. And
right.
I hope that the way they remotivate him is by not lying, but looking him into his eyes and saying, you're a part of the solution.
Right. You're our guy.
You're our guy. Like, we may draft a quarterback next year. You're a part of it. There's a reason we didn't trade Garrett Wilson. And there's a reason we didn't trade you. Teams wanted you.
Right.
We believe in you. We believe you're a part of the solution. And hopefully that's convincing enough of Breece to be fired up and remotivated.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I'm sure he's pissed.
The challenge, though, Ev, is that they got to pay him, right? And I don't know what that being paid looks like. I doubt it's not going to be the Saquon level. It's not going to be Christian McCaffrey level. Could it be 14 or 15 like Derrick Henry? Maybe. But I think anything like less than that creates a very difficult situation next year if they franchise him.
So I got a great idea, because I agree. I think the franchise tag just, you're trying to change the culture. It doesn't go the right way. I got a great idea. The Jets just cleared plenty of cap space. Salsa's gone. Quinnen's gone. I don't think they're about to go on a free agent bender. Why not today make a reasonable deal with Breece Hall?
Because you also need to do it with Jermaine Johnson.
Well, do it with both of them. And first of all, I don't even think you need to with Jermaine Johnson. He's already motivated and happy.
Right. True, no.
But to your point, yes.
He's just going to be a lot more expensive, Jermaine Johnson.
No, I get that. My point is, words matter, but actions matter more than that.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. Especially for guys that are looking for their next contract.
No doubt. WFAN could say they want me back or you back. You got to go show it, right? It's the same thing with Breece Hall. Aaron Glenn can say, we love you and we believe in you. Darren Mooji calling Breece's agent saying, hey, we want to show you a sign of good faith that we believe in you as being part of the future. Here's a 3-year, $36 million deal. I don't know if that gets it done, by the way.
It's just
spitting. I'll spit in dimes.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, along with all of the football that you want to watch on game days. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan and co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th. That's only 2 weeks away. A little less than 2 weeks away, actually. Only on Paramount Plus.
We'll hear from Giant fans and Jet fans next at 888-808-1019 and what the trades today did to Super Bowl future bets involving the Colts and the Seahawks and the Cowboys. All right, I want you to guess, because this is fascinating. So earlier today, we're talking about the Jets trading Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts, which they did. But in Indianapolis, they're talking about how they got Sauce Gardner. Maybe they're debating we gave up too much. Mm. Either way, the Indianapolis Colts are trying to win a championship.
Right, they should.
Why not? I mean, why the hell not?
They're in position to do so. I mean, they're probably winning a division. I don't want to say they're definitely, because Jacksonville's only 2 games behind them, but they have the best roster in the division, so they're making the playoffs. And you have one of the best running backs, probably the best running back this year in the game, and despite his 5-turnover game, Daniel Jones has been really good for them.
No doubt.
So why not try to be, try to get into the postseason, get home field, and maybe have a chance when you get to the postseason?
That's what they're trying to do. So how did their odds change by acquiring Sauce Gardner? To give you perspective, they went into today as 14-1 odds to win a championship. Mm. 14-1, which is not bad.
Right.
How did that change upon acquiring Sauce Gardner?
I'm going to say it came 10-1.
10-1 is your guess. What about you, Sean?
Didn't move.
Tiki nailed it. Tiki nailed it. They are now 10-1.
Where does that put them? Third?
I got to look now where that is overall.
I'm going to guess Kansas City is one.
Detroit is probably Detroit's still very there. High up there.
Buffalo, even though we all know what's likely to happen with them.
Are you ready to hear the list?
Yeah, let's hear it.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the odds-on favorites at 6-1.
Okay, makes sense.
The Buffalo Bills are number 2 at 7-1.
Of course.
The Philadelphia Eagles are 8-1.
Forgot that one.
The Detroit Lions are plus 850, so slightly behind the Philadelphia Eagles. And then the Los Angeles Rams are 9-1.
Mm. Packers fell that much after losing to Carolina, huh?
I mean, you lose to Carolina at home. That's a bad loss for the Packers. And you also lost
Cleveland. Those are the two losses.
No, Tucker Kraft.
You left Kraft, your tight end.
So the Indianapolis Colts are 10-1. The Packers are 10-1. The Seahawks are 13-1. The Broncos are 17-1. And then the Ravens are 18-1. Mm. So the Colts improve their odds for whatever that's worth.
The Ravens are amazing to me.
I might bet that.
I mean, the Ravens are 3-5.
But they've got Lamar.
And they're above the Steelers to get to the postseason. To win the Super Bowl.
It is a trust that a healthy Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are just flat out a better team.
And he looked great in his game back, threw 4 touchdown passes.
And also, I told you about this a few days ago. Look at their schedule.
Right.
Look who they're about to play. They're about to play Minnesota, Cleveland, the Jets, and the Bengals before they play the Steelers and the Bengals again.
Yeah.
So they've got a real chance to run off a bunch
of victories. The Bengals, I guess they're still in it. I mean, Joe Burrow, he's had that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big toe issue that, whatever it is, the turf toe turf issue. Like, when is it not worth him coming back?
Well, they can't defend. I mean, he may not be worth coming back now anyway because they can't stop you.
Right, but the problem is Flacco's been amazing.
Dude, they're scoring 35 points a game.
Right.
It's not the quarterback.
What did Joe say? They scored 80 points the last two games and lost?
Yeah. I don't think it's about Joe Burrow anymore. It's about can they stop like a nosebleed because they can't stop anything.
Right.
We'll get to your calls in a minute, but first, Dunkin's $6 meal deal is kind of wild. Get bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, 6-piece hash browns, and a medium iced or hot coffee, all for $6. That's the main character meal energy you need this fall. Get it now in Dunkin' stores or order ahead on the Dunkin' app. No substitutions. Participation and times may vary. Offer price varies in California and Hawaii. Limited time offer. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions and terms apply. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. Hey, Teak. One Jet thing and then one Giant thing, if I may. But first, Kansas City, I'm surprised they're still favored. You know, they're 0-4 in one-score games.
Right.
So they're not the same Kansas City Chiefs team as we know them. Anyway, as far as the Jets and Giants, Jets, if they have their choice at quarterbacks, and Teaky, I'm with you with Simpson. I watch a lot of college football games this year. My son goes to University of Alabama. I've never missed a snap. So I've seen every one of his games. He can throw every NFL throw. The throw that I love that he can throw is underneath the safety and over the linebacker.
Right.
He has the arm strength. He has the touch. He's smart. He's head and shoulders above, as far as I'm concerned, and I've seen these guys play. He's head and shoulders above Mendoza from Indiana and Haynes King from Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
so my pick is Ty Simpson. As far as the Giants, listen, if Mara is really close to getting rid of these guys, say, right?
Yeah.
And Dort knocks on his door and says, Mr. Mara, I really want you to keep coach. He's really important in my progression. He's like a father figure to me. I think he's really good for the organization. What do you think he does?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. Because John asked me that about Tom Coughlin when I retired. Now, we made the playoffs. We weren't a bad team.
So after you retired in 06,
yeah,
he says to you, what do you think of Coughlin?
Yeah, so after the last game of the season, we lose to the Eagles. And it's clean out day the next day.
Right. Now,
I didn't clean out my stuff. I had Skiba and those guys send me all my stuff at home. And all I did was go in and go right upstairs. And John tried to convince me not to retire. Sure, this is what you want to do. And you know, whatever the team is. And then we got to talking about Coach Coughlin. And he said, tell me your thoughts. And I said, he's a pain in the butt, but you can't fire him because he's a really good coach. He's just got to change a little bit. And he did, to his credit.
Yeah, definitely did.
To Tom's credit. He got much better, had a leadership council. Obviously his coaching didn't change. It actually probably got better with the change in the offensive coordinator. And I told him, don't fire him. And I don't know if he took my advice or others as well, but it led to what we now know, 2 Super Bowls, and Tom Coughlin's a Hall of Fame head coach. So I don't know if Jackson Dart as a rookie has enough experience yet to know. I mean, I was 10-year vet, so to know what he's actually talking about yet, but it would have some sway, I think.
Well, there's two
things. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's two things, because John Mara asked you.
Yeah.
It would not be smart, in my opinion, for John Mara to ask Jackson Dart.
Because it'll be an emotional response from Jackson Dart.
It's also just putting the kid in a horrific situation. Mm-hmm. You not only were a veteran and very comfortable in your own skin, you also were retiring.
Yeah.
So,
right.
This is my opinion. I got no bias here. I'm out. Like, this is honestly what I think. So, number one, the Giants should not ask Jackson Dart his opinion.
I agree with that.
And number two, Jackson Dart should not offer his opinion.
Yeah.
It is above his pay grade. Don't get your hands in the middle of this. Don't let this ever become a narrative like you got a coach fired. Mm-hmm. You don't want it. It's not fair. It's not necessary. So my convoluted answer is let's hope that never happens. John should not ask Jackson, and Jackson should not offer his opinion. His non-answer the other day when he was asked, hey, do you feel some pressure that Brian Daboll's job is on the line because of you? It was a perfect non-answer. Don't
great.
Get involved.
It sounded like coach speak, to be honest with you. He said he didn't answer the question. basically.
Right, which you shouldn't.
He talked about, well, we can win every game. This isn't about the coaches. It's about the players. And I'm just trying to win every game, period. And whatever happens, happens.
Off of that, do we think a guy like Dexter Lawrence is being asked?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to be very blunt with all of you, and I think it's very simple and very straightforward. This is such an easy decision. You don't need to ask anybody. Brian Daboll is not keeping his job. I mean, let's just get this out of the way now. It's November 4th, and we could play the stupid game of, well, what if they run the table? They're not running the table. They're not doing that. So he's gone. I mean, it's going to take something really shocking for him not to be gone. So if you're John Mara, why would you waste your time asking any player? The results are the results. They're 5-21 in their last 26 games. 100%. I don't need to ask anybody anything. I already know. You already know. Sorry, it reminds me of a drop we have. Who says you already know? Oh, it's Tom Brady. Forget it.
Tom Brady. Did you see that Tom Brady? Oh, go ahead. Finish.
No, go ahead.
Finish that.
No, because I want you to say what you're about to say, so just say it.
I don't know if anybody saw this.
Say it.
So Tom Brady,
yeah.
his dog died, which is, I mean, it happens. It sucks.
We had
a dog, Charlotte, King Charles Cavalier. She died on Tracy's lap. It was sad.
Ugh.
And we just were like, oh, what are we going to do? Are we going to get another dog? It took another couple of years. Pandemic. We got a pandemic dog in CJ. We love her. She's awesome. Saluki. And then we have another Dotson as well. And so Tom Brady, when his dog died, didn't go get another dog. He cloned his dog. Cloned his passed away dog for a new dog. And I saw that story. What did I write you guys? That's some rich people, you know what.
That's some rich people belief if I've ever seen it, was the exact quote. This is one of those... Honestly, to each his own situation.
Of course.
Obviously.
Are you going to clone Dudley?
No. And I love Dudley. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart that we have to do this with pets. It sucks 100%. That we have to do this with pets.
It's so hard to lose pets because they become, I mean, they're like part of your life. They're your family.
They are your family members. And you know it when you do it. Yeah. When you adopt a dog or a cat, you know what you're getting into. So no one should feel bad for us, right? We got it. But... the one thing I wouldn't want to do is create a makeshift Dudley and pretend he's still around.
It's like, offensive to the original.
It kind of is. Like, I love my cat that I used to have, Freedom. And I have a picture of her up on the wall, and I love to look at her and say, I missed you. We had some great times.
No new cats, right?
No, I adopted one for a while to look out for after my grandmother passed away. Right, but no, I have not. And it's not about that. It's just about that's a one-in-one. Your animal is your one-in-one. So to each his own, Tom. Yeah. Do what you got to do, but I would never do it. That's really what I'm trying
Are you
to
hoping
say.
The personality gets cloned in that spot? Because when you're a certain breed of a dog, they all kind of look alike. So what are you going for there? It's not going to happen. Like a clone has the same personality? Not multiplicity they didn't.
No, true. But, I mean, dogs, they're so different. Like every one of them has a different personality, and you don't know it until you have them. You know, until they become part of your family and how you train them and what they want to do. It's just, you can train the same kind of dog the same way. They'll be completely, just like kids. Same, completely different than one another.
You know what really depresses me about Dudley? He's 13 years old, a little sick right now. He's battling. He's 13 years old. You know how many playoff games he's seen the Jets play?
None.
Think about that. This beautiful dog has had a wonderful life. He's had a wonderful life. He has sat with me through Met playoff games. He has sat with me through Nets playoff games. He has sat with me through Islander playoff games. This poor dog hasn't seen a Jet. He has seen one Jet winning season.
So
that
what you're saying
bastard.
Is Dudley doesn't like football.
He hates football.
He's like, oh, God, Evan's watching football.
Yes.
No. He's like, translated, can we just watch basketball?
He's seen some success
and
there.
Baseball.
Yes.
And hockey.
Though I'll tell you, my biggest reaction that I ever gave in my home, which scared, he ran out of the room like no other. This is the biggest reaction I've ever given to a sporting event, was when Jairus Familia gave up the game-tying home run in game one of the World Series. Mm. When he gave up the quick pitch home run, my wife is sleeping in the other room. Dudley is like 10 feet away from me. And I wish I could act it out, but the word I use starts with F.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was that word over and over again. So just imagine, it's a curse word. I go down on my hands and knees on the ground. And I'm like, ah! 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 And just imagine the ah is the F word.
F word, right.
He runs away. My wife jumps up. What happened?
He's a dog.
And that's what happened.
Right.
Game tying, home run in game one of the World Series.
Poor Dudley.
I know. The SNY Fan Choice Poll is sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. It's a very simple question. Are you happy with the Jets trades? 82% say yes.
Yeah.
18% say no. So overwhelming amount of people are happy with the Jets' actions from today, in which they traded Sauce Gardner to Indianapolis.
That's all I was trying to get you to say, Evan. I know you were despondent at the beginning of the show. We can rewind. I tried to console you and just say, be happy about this.
I am not happy, but I'm understanding. That would be the way I'd phrase this.
I tried to say celebrate, but you don't want to celebrate. Can you at least just be happy?
It's very tough to be happy when you know you're about to watch garbage football and you're waiting until April to have hope again.
Stop fading the poll.
I'm not fading the poll. I'm being honest with you. Like, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Sometimes you have to blow it up. I'm not even disagreeing with it. I'm saying I'm not happy. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad when you have to blow it up.
Right. You know, well, for Jet fans, I get it. We talked about this. It's just over. It's the same thing. Over. Blow it up, blow it up, blow it up, blow it up every 4 years. And that just gets, like, what are we doing?
Here's the real question. And I want you guys to be honest. You won't be. But I want you to be honest. Who would you rather be right now? Would you rather be the organization who has a head coach that's about to be fired, a GM who may be kept and no one wants to keep him, but you've got the franchise quarterback? And you got some picks, but nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather be the team that you think you have the head coach, you're not sure, you think you have the GM, you're not sure, and you've got 5 million draft picks?
With the right quarterback, anything is possible. I'd rather be the Giants.
Rather be the Giants.
I'd rather be the Giants.
Tom, now, that could change given the draft or whatever happens with the Jets, but right now I'd rather be the Giants.
Giants, they figured out the hardest thing to figure out in the NFL, getting the quarterback right.
Oh,
the trade deadline apparently wasn't over. The Jets made another trade.
Evan was right. It was 5 o'clock.
Adam Schefter reporting.
Really?
The Jets made one other trade. The Jets sent a 2028 conditional 7th round selection to the Chargers in exchange for defensive back Jasir Taylor.
Oh, so there you go. Sauce replacement.
Why does that take an hour and 54 minutes to get
through? Is he even playing?
Jasir Taylor?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea who he is. All I know is he's a quarterback.
We played the Chargers.
Adam Schefter tweeted a picture of him in a Charger uniform. At some point, he played somewhere.
Yeah.
So basically, they took a late pick, conditional pick, and said, let's take another lottery ticket out. And you know what? That'll answer your question. Earlier, Tiki said, as a Jet fan, what are you watching now when you watch the team? You're watching this.
Right.
They traded for John Metchie. They're watching him. They traded for A.D. Mitchell. We're watching him. They just traded for that guy, some human from San Diego, or I should say the Los Angeles Chargers, who plays in the secondary. I'm watching him, and I'm hoping you hit.
Yeah. By the way, thank you, SNY, as always. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Yu Darvish is out for 2026, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah. That's some baseball news for you.
Tommy?
What?
Is it Tommy?
I don't know. What is Yu Darvish having?
Surgery on a flexor strain.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
So it's not Tommy John, but it's similar.
Close to it.
I do want to tell you that I have a date now. Yesterday, right around this time, I informed everybody that once the baseball season is over, we're all going to come up with our realistic Yankees and Mets off-season plans.
Yeah, buddy.
And Sean immediately said, what day? And I said, well, the NFL trade deadline's Tuesday. Let's let it breathe. We'll figure out this week. So barring anything else crazy happening, tomorrow is the day. We are going to unveil our Mets and Yankees plans, realistic plans, okay? So you have to have that budget in mind, which I informed everybody about yesterday. The Yankees have about $65 million to spend, assuming they're going to have a payroll similar to this past year. The Mets a little bit more than that, about $85 million. And so we will present our Yankees and Mets plans throughout the radio program tomorrow. So have you guys started working on it?
I have.
I have as well. How did you set yours up? I set mine up by writing out the lineup that I want.
I like that.
Pitchers, relief pitchers, position, et cetera. And then the places where I think the move is going to happen, I put question marks.
I did the same thing, Tiki.
Yeah.
Sharing a brain on that one.
Yep.
Now that I realize you guys did it way better than me, I'm all over the place. I'm just looking at money and who I'd like and who I wouldn't, looking at free agent lists.
Right.
I did it very simply to you. I wrote the free agents I want them to sign, the trades I would explore, just the new players I'm adding and the guys I'm letting go of.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.